The way confronts civilization. Finally ready to walk this path to its conclusion and confront the powers of civilization with the rule of the Creator, Jesus makes his final move toward Jerusalem. On the way there, Jesus continues liberating both the oppressed and oppressor, calling both sides to follow him, while warning them of the danger of challenging those in power. Jesus then peacefully rides on a donkey into the center of power Jerusalem in a mock military parade. After weeping over the city, Jesus shuts down and curses Israel's sacred temple, the political and economic center of their civilization. Appalled and furious, yet unable to kill Jesus because of the crowds of poor people fascinated by him, the leaders and rulers question his authority to do all this and begin attempting to trap him in his words. Jesus, however, silences them with his answers, fills the temple with his teachings, and passionately speaks his final judgment against these rulers and their games of wealth and power. Knowing that he has aggravated the authorities beyond the point of no return, Jesus disgustedly leaves the temple for the final time. He gathers with his apprentices on a mountain outside the city in order to prepare them for the impending judgment and liberation of the Creator's rule. As his fate hangs in the balance, Jesus returns to the city and prepares for the climax of his mission and ministry by celebrating the Passover feast with his apprentices. There, he radically reorganizes this remembrance of liberation from the slavery, oppression, and tyranny of civilization around himself. He tells his apprentices that he is the true bread of life and that his blood is the seal of the Creator's new relationship with his people. Instead of sacrificing others, he is giving himself and laying down his life to rescue them from all that enslaves them. And therefore, they must be a community that does the same in his memory. They, too, must refuse the political ways of human empires in order to embrace his servant way. Knowing that the hour of the Creator's rule is rapidly approaching, Jesus then faithfully prepares himself by spending the night in prayer, while his apprentices disobediently fall asleep. Suddenly, one of his closest apprentices shows up to betray him to the authorities, and he is arrested. Because of his prayer time with his Father, Jesus stands firm and trustingly accepts his fate, while his surprised and unprepared apprentices give in to fear by fighting and fleeing.